This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, cat lovers. Welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So today we're going to talk about, this is can be a sensitive subject, but what do you do when you're in a situation where you can't take care of your pet for some reason? It might be something temporary. It might be something that's semi-long-term, but what do you do? There's not a lot of options. And my guest today came up with an idea that is just fabulous. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Michelle Fern here, and you know saving cats is near and dear to my heart. Did you know that there is an estimated 70 to 100 million free-roaming cats in the United States? And without spay-neuter, that number will keep growing. Not only does spay-neuter mainly reduce the community cat population, but it also keeps cats healthier. Scooter, the neutered cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Visit his website, givethem10.org, to help pioneer a better world for cats. That's givethem10, spelled out, T-E-N.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Zoe, Andy, and Matthew from Bestie B&B. Welcome.
Thanks very much for having us.
So, Andy, you and Matthew are co-founders, and Zoe is your woman of all trades. Renaissance woman.
Well, thanks for the compliment. I'm the Director of Engagement and Program Development with Bestie B&B.
Okay, now here's the million-dollar question. What is Bestie B&B?
We built a technical platform so that folks facing any type of crisis, whether it's something personal to them or their family, we learned that the biggest barrier that prevents people from getting help is pet ownership. And so we built a platform that is essentially a confidential Airbnb for pets. So it's like a home away from home for your best friend. So now no longer does someone have to choose between help that they might need and the well-being of their bestie at home, whether it's cats, dogs, birds, rabbits, whatever the case might be. We built a tool to help people get the help that they need while keeping their pets safe and keeping them connected to those pets as well.
Okay. I heard that there's an interesting story for the startup. So what is the story?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in May of 2019, we first learned of the barriers that pets can present to safety while listening to our local NPR affiliate. Being interviewed was the director of grants and housing at one of the largest domestic violence agencies in the state of Kansas. And during that interview, she was sharing some stories about how 50% of hotline callers in an emergent situation when facing a crisis situation, calling in, seeking help, needing help, but the moment they found out that they were unable to bring their pet to shelter, they ended up hanging up the phone and declining services. So that statistic kind of stopped us in our tracks, and we continued to listen to that episode and went on to learn that there were approximately 2,800 plus domestic violence agencies across the country, and that this was a barrier that so many of them were facing. Just hearing that, you know, Andy and I decided to take the steps forward. We both have experience building large pieces of technology. Prior to Bestie B&B, we built technology for the entertainment industry, working with companies such as NBC Universal, Netflix, HBO, building large pieces of software that were highly secure and that had to be user-friendly. And we just felt compelled to do something about this. So we contacted the domestic violence agency that was being interviewed and set up a meeting with their CEO and with the director of grants that gave the interview, and storyboarded a solution and told them, this might sound a little crazy, but we heard you on the radio and we storyboarded a solution that we thought could help. And when we presented the idea to them, you know, they stood up, gave us a hug and said, if you can do this, you will save lives. And then shortly after that, we took a tour of the facility, including the children's playroom, which was packed with infants all the way up to the oldest teens they would allow in shelter. And, you know, we realized that, you know, close to 68 to 70% of those children had been removed from a pet. That was oftentimes their sole source of comfort. So upon hearing this and taking a tour, we went on to meet with social service agencies across the country to find out if these barriers existed elsewhere. And we quickly learned that, you know, this was an issue and a crisis for animal services, animal shelters, for human social service agencies, such as mental health providers, substance use treatment facilities, groups working with the houseless and unsheltered. And along that journey, we had the privilege of meeting Zoe, who is running a pet advocacy program at Rose Brook Center, which was a very prominent and established domestic violence agency in Missouri. And she's kind of a national authority on creating pet advocacy programs for domestic violence shelters. So we, you know, Zoe, if you want to give a little bit of your background, it's tremendous because, you know, we took the, that'd be great.
Sure. Well, my background is in both animal welfare and social services. So I started my career in animal welfare back in 2010, where I worked in animal shelters in many different roles. But my favorite one was probably either vet teching or canine care technician. Playing with dogs is pretty fun. Not to say that I'm not a cat lover. I have two cats. So I know my audience here and I'm one of them. But after that, I joined a domestic violence agency and worked there for close to 8 years, managing their pet advocacy program. So helping survivors of domestic violence leave abusive relationships while keeping themselves and their pets safe. We had an on-site facility where we allowed survivors to have their pets with them while they stayed in the emergency shelter. And then through that program, as I worked there, I also created a outreach program providing safe placement for pets for those who weren't able to access our shelter. In addition to, at that time, we were the only domestic violence agency in the area that allowed pets. And that just wasn't enough for the amount of survivors who had pets and needed safety. And so I did a lot of advocacy around creating a pet advocacy program and allowing survivors to bring their pets when seeking shelter.
That's incredible. Listening to the background of Bestie B&B, it brings to mind, and then this is different because it's a big, huge company, but Purina's Purple Leash. But the difference between, I'm sure you're all familiar with that, right?
Yes.
But they mostly do donations. I think they've opened a couple of shelters, but they really just, they support it. But there's not anything existing now that I could think of that does quite what you do.
Yeah, that's correct. Purple Leash does a lot of really great work. They created on-site facilities for agencies that enable them to co-shelter. And we're just big fans and big supporters of their efforts and what they do. You're right that there's not anyone that's doing it the way we are. And we see ourselves as really an and to this crisis, not an or. We want to make sure that we're just creating abilities for agencies to be able to remove barriers for the people that they're serving and keeping people from the situation where they have to choose between themselves and potentially surrendering their pet. So, you know, as far as the team at Red Rover and Purple Leash go, we're big fans of theirs. We're just doing it in a way that's complementary and offers a different type of solution for agencies that might be experiencing a situation where they can't bring pets on site, or, you know, in the case of many of our, you know, mental health, substance use treatment facilities and primary health care facilities, bringing a pet into those environments just isn't possible. So it's just another tool at those agencies' disposal to be able to better serve pets and people in their community.
Right. What Purina and Purple Leash do is fantastic. And there are, you know, a lot of parts. Certain hotels that are a part of this, there's specific airfare that is just moves, not Bark Air, but there's a lot of other people that do components, but you have a different kind of package. But besides, and it's really important for domestic situations or any abusive situations, but what about for other causes, such as, I don't know, housing issues or something like that?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We learned during that kind of listening tour that Matt alluded to earlier that every type of social services agency, whether it's advocates for the houseless and unsheltered, whether it's veterans communities, substance use treatment, mental health, primary health, there's really no limit to the types of agencies that this crisis impacts. It's also, you know, impacted animal shelters and animal welfare organizations in communities across the country, because not only are they already overtaxed with unowned pets in their community, they often, before Bestie B&B, were the ones that were the only ones, only agencies in a community that people look to for any type of crisis care or pet advocacy. And then they were also bearing the brunt of owner surrenders for people that did choose to surrender their pets so they could receive services. And so that enabled us to build Bestie B&B to be as flexible and as powerful as needed to work for any type of social services agency or animal welfare agency, all powered off the same backbone and all making it a community-centric and community-driven effort so that people in the community can help care for these pets while people are receiving services.
Okay. While you were talking, and thanks for explaining all of that, I thought of something that could happen to any of us, hopefully not, but what if you had some situation that just came out of the blue and maybe you don't live near family and you have to be in the hospital or something for a couple of weeks? Sometimes you can arrange for someone to take care, but not always. Does Bestie B&B come to that person's need?
Yeah, the case that you described is exactly why we built this. So when that person is going into in-treatment care, regardless of what type of treatment that is, if the agency that's providing those services to them is a Bestie B&B partner, then they can immediately start sourcing the Bestie B&B Pet Caregiver Network to find the appropriate person to care for that pet while the person is receiving those services. And then if that agency is not, there's still a couple of ways that that can happen. One, it's very easy and very quick for that agency to be able to create its own Bestie B&B account so that it can manage its own pet advocacy program. But in the instance that it's not, that's where our animal welfare partners can often come in. You know, we work with many animal welfare organizations that have outreach programs and are able to help those people. You know, we recently had someone that contacted us that was going through chemotherapy and just didn't have the strength and energy to care for their pet, didn't have family in their community. So we were able to direct them to one of our animal welfare agency partners, and they were able to place that person's pet with a pet caregiver while they just had time to rest and recover and focus on their own health. And then as soon as they were ready, then they were reunited with their pet.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we will talk about how you can open an account on Bestie B&B. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Andy, Matt, and Zoe of Bestie B&B, and we're just about to talk about how you get an account. So a lot of what we've talked about is, you know, the different agencies and so forth. What about the individual? If you want to put yourself, I'm sure you have to make an account. Otherwise, how do you access anything, right? So how do you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. I think the most important thing for account creation is we're looking for loving pet caregiver foster homes across the country to navigate to our website. That's Bestie, BESTYBNB.com or MyBestieBNB.com. And there they can learn about becoming a foster home and they can start the application process. What's tremendous is we started in Kansas City proving this model and how an entire community could come together. And what we first did is we onboarded 7 domestic violence agencies with Bestie B&B accounts. Then we signed up the largest mental health provider in the state of Kansas at three of their locations. And then we quickly had two animal shelters create accounts. And then together, we all did outreach to the community. And what that enabled was existing foster homes and then new foster homes, volunteers that have already contributed time and energy to social service agencies and animal welfare agencies. They can navigate to mybestiebnb.com and they can create a caregiver profile. So the moment that happens, they go through a five-step application process. The last step, they have to go through a comprehensive background check to make sure there's absolutely no history of abuse towards people or pets. And then once their account is created, then we've created a community foster network that all of our agency partners can then pull from when there is a pet owner in crisis who needs help. So if a pet owner is facing a crisis situation, they contact a direct service provider. And that direct service provider, whether it's a domestic violence agency or a mental health organization or an animal shelter, can then place that pet confidentially with one of those foster homes until they're reunited.
So the foster parent of the cat or dog or iguana or who knows what is not in direct contact with the pet parent.
I think one of the best features of Bestie B&B is that our pet caregiver homes, foster homes, do have direct access to the pet owner or pet parent. But what's great about Bestie B&B is that they remain completely confidential. Both the pet owner and the pet caregiver remain completely confidential from each other, but have the ability to directly connect through Bestie B&B's platform.
Okay. And so we talked about a lot on the agency side. What about if someone has need of services? How do you know who's in the Betsy B&B network?
Yeah, that's a really good point of distinction. Bestie B&B is not a direct care provider. We provide tools to those agencies that are experts in providing the type of services that those folks need. So there's multiple ways to find an agency partner. You know, going to our website and looking at our list of agency partners is one way. And we're growing every day. We're currently working with 38 distinct agencies in 14 states, and we're averaging a couple of new meetings per day where we're meeting, giving demos and collaborating with new agencies on setting up accounts. So if there's not someone that's there yet, they can also always contact us and we can help try to point those folks into the right direction of potentially an animal welfare organization in their community, and then start communications with those types of agencies in their location, because it is so quick to get accounts established for those agencies. And really, you know, what we tell people all the time is to start a pet advocacy program, it just takes one person at the agency who can administer the Bestie B&B account, one person in need of services with a pet, and then one volunteer from that community that is experienced and capable to care for that pet. And then you have a pet advocacy program. So it doesn't have to be a big grand rollout. It can happen very quickly and very small and then grow to a quite robust program very quickly.
I can see that. You have some other services that you have on Bestie B&B.
Are you referring to different types of services that are available when you go to bestiebnb.com?
Yes.
Yeah. So that is our consumer-facing portion of the platform. And while we are not currently promoting that because we are so focused on the impact side, we're seeing that grow organically. Pet caregivers in our network also have the ability to offer services to pet parents that might be traveling for work or vacation in their community. And in addition to those boarding services, if somebody wants to or does provide pet grooming and is skilled in the art of pet grooming, they can be in Bestie B&B and offer those services to the public. They can also confidentially and anonymously offer those boarding services to our nonprofit partners. So it really is meant to be a very flexible and powerful tool. And we've seen the consumer side begin to grow here in Kansas City, where we founded Bestie B&B. It's just not something that we're focused on promoting at the moment, because we are so dedicated to the impact side of this mission-driven venture to make sure that we're removing as many barriers for as many pet owners as possible.
I think it's wonderful what you're doing. What is your long-term goal?
Our long-term goal is that every community across the country has a crisis care safety net program set up. So no one ever has to decide between their safety and the help they need and having to either leave behind or own or surrender their pet.
That's wonderful. Do you ever see at some point in the future, if there was a natural disaster in one location, that you would be the recognized place for people to reach out? Say if there's a earthquake in one place or a tornado in one place, something like that. It's horrible to talk about those things, but they happen.
No, you're exactly right. And that's something that, you know, while we're currently focused on the impact side of things for these human social services and animal welfare organizations, that is something that we paid a lot of attention to and have had conversations with some of our animal welfare partners, and is something that we do feel our solution will be able to help in those natural disaster and crisis situations in the near future.
Well, thank you so much. How can our listeners, the listeners of Catitude, become more involved in BestDB&B?
I think our call to action is typically, you know, if you're an agency or a service provider, reach out to us to learn more about how we can support you in providing pet advocacy services. If you're an individual who wants to support your community by opening up your home to be a pet caregiver and providing a safe place for a pet to go while their owner is receiving services, we'd love for you to become a pet caregiver. If you're not able to become a pet caregiver, then consider donating to your local animal welfare organization or social service provider who has pet advocacy programming. And then also to just spread the word about BestDB&B. The more people that know that this is a crisis that pet owners are facing, the more people are going to be able to help.
Thank you so much.
Zoe said it best. The great call to action is for everyone interested to go and visit mybestybnb.com. That's mybestybnb.com to learn more about how you can get involved and how you can help keep people and pets safe, connected, and together.
Well, thank you all for coming on Catitude.
Michelle,
yes.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, congrats, guys. What you're doing is fantastic, and I wish you great success for the future. And Kansas City, so hey, go Chiefs, huh? It was a great game.
It's been a very interesting journey because I grew up a Chiefs fan when you couldn't give tickets away and they were awful, and you'd go to the stadium and just, you know, sit as close to the field and talk to the players and all of these things. And now my kids' experience is quite different than that. And they don't know anything but the Chiefs just being the best. So it's been an interesting ride, but it's been a nice thing for the city. And they do have some players that are trying to shed positive lights and do positive things for the community. And so that's always nice to see.
Oh, yeah, always, always. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I found it so enlightening and warm fuzzies, you know? So please check out bestybnb.com. Thank you, Zoe, Matt, and Andy, for coming on Catitude. Thanks to my cat crew, who I hope I never have to be a part of, Charlie, Molly, and Dennis. And of course, thanks to everyone listening to Catitude. I so appreciate you listening. And this show would not be the same without the magic of Mark Winter, my producer. Thank you, Mark. And hey, remember, lose the attitude. Have Catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.